While shops and restaurants around the valley have shut their doors to prevent the spread of coronavirus, healthcare workers are gearing up for an overload. I talked to local doctors about what it's like being on the front lines. Dr. Ben Peary is a physician in the emergency department at Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs. He says the recent outbreak of COVID-19 is completely unprecedented.
I'm almost 50 years old, and I've never seen anything like this in my life. Certainly, and then as a physician in the last 17 years, I haven't seen anything like this either.
The disease has brought a lot of new challenges to Valley View. They're staring down the barrel of a patient overload, which could put a lot of stress on their staff and stocks of masks and other protective gear. Reports from Washington State are raising alarm about the sheer number of people that might have to be hospitalized, giving doctors a hint at how bad things could get. Peary says it's like preparing for a wildfire that you know is coming.
My colleagues are sending out group texts and updates from Kirkland and outside of Seattle, and I'll tell you, it's terrifying.
In the face of that, folks at the hospital are doing everything they can to prepare for a rush of patients, and they've had to get creative. To deal with a limited supply of disposable protective gear, the hospital is looking into buying rubber outerwear that's normally used by commercial fishermen. And when it comes to masks, one administrator came up with a way to make their own out of the stuff used to wrap surgical tools. Now, one of the hospital's conference rooms has been converted into a makeshift factory.
There are probably 10 sewing machines going in there, and a huge percentage of our OR staff are in there literally sewing masks and gowns in anticipation of at some point having to switch to other resources for personal protection equipment.
Amidst all the chaos and stress of a pandemic, hospital workers have to seize upon moments of levity. Peary remembers a moment when he walked by that makeshift factory and saw a talented plastic surgeon hard at work with a sewing machine.
Imagine someone who can put together very complex facial fractures or do these incredibly complex cosmetic surgeries, who's there sewing surgical masks in our conference rooms. It gives me a chuckle every time I see it.
Even outside the hospital, Peary is seeing a few reasons to smile. He says people are asking how they can help. A friend who runs a construction company offered to donate some masks. And when Peary goes home from the hospital, his family's there waiting for him with some pre-tech fun, like reading a book around the kitchen table.
Almost going to be like 1950 or 1960 again, where we're not so dependent on all these electronics to provide us our entertainment. Hopefully we're just spending time with our closest loved ones and talking and enjoying each other in a much more wholesome way.
There are plenty of reasons for Peary to keep his head up, but at the end of the day, doctors are still dealing with a dire situation.
When it comes to the request of a medical provider to say, hey, I need you to go treat a disease process that could put you in harm's way and possibly kill you, it's a gut check.
Up in Aspen, there are similar fears that the worst may be yet to come. Dr. Greg Balco is an emergency physician at Aspen Valley Hospital.
We're a little bit on edge at times, you know, wondering if what we see in other parts of the country and the world might be coming our way, and there's, you know, time will tell, but we're funneling that angst into making sure that we can be as prepared as possible.
Balco says Aspen Valley is lucky to be serving a small town and to have a lot of beds between its Aspen location and clinics in Snowmass and Basalt. A notable part of their preparations is making sure the hospital has enough protective equipment, like masks.
We've all had to be creative and find ways to try and manage that resource.
Ben Peary at Valley View says that is such a high priority because having the right gear is pivotal in keeping staff healthy. He thinks things are going to get a lot worse before they get better, and the hospital just can't afford to have doctors, nurses, or anyone else on the front lines get sick.
We just have to continue to keep serving the community's needs from a medical standpoint, and something like this respiratory illness that is spreading like wildfire could easily put that in peril.
Catching the disease itself is certainly a risk, but Peary says he's confident that people in the hospital can hold up mentally. They're good at managing stress, even in the face of a crisis.
I've been doing this long enough, and my colleagues and peers have been doing this long enough, that I think the question of whether we'll stand firm has been answered a long time ago.
While those doctors are hard at work, they stressed the importance of staying home and away from other people. Peary said social distancing could help to radically slow the spread of the virus, but failure to do so could lead to overwhelmed hospitals here in the valley. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.